In WVIK News, opponents of raising property taxes turned out in force last night to tell the Rock Island County Board no ahead of a vote on next year's tax levy. They urged board members to find other alternatives to raising taxes. County Administrator Jim Snyder recommended raising the county's levy by 9%. That would raise the yearly taxes for the owner of a $100,000 home by $24, and the board approved it on a 12-9 vote. Lucy Armstrong says government in Illinois is dysfunctional at all levels.
How can young people, how can we do this to the kids who are going to be here in this town, in this community, and be the future of the county? We're just burdening them further with this insane taxation.
Russell Christ says the answer for Rock Island County's budget problems isn't higher taxes, but lower spending.
We don't need a zoo. We don't need loud thunder. We don't need a golf course. We surely don't need a nursing home. We can't run it. That's obvious.
And he thinks some county officials are paid too much compared to officials in other comparable Illinois counties. County Administrator Jim Snyder says the county's responsible for just 13% of a resident's annual property tax. Much of the increase, he recommends, is required by the state for public employee pensions, FICA, and Social Security. And again, the increase was approved on a 12-9 vote. Iowa's unemployment rate rose slightly in October to 2.6%, but it remains among the lowest in the nation. Iowa Workforce Development reported yesterday that the rate climbed from 2.5% in September. The unemployment rate was also higher than a year ago, when in October it was 2.4%. The U.S. unemployment rate in October was 3.6%. Again, Iowa's 2.6%. Following this year's record-setting flooding, a study will begin soon on how to protect Davenport's water pollution control plant. As Herb Trix reports, an engineering firm has been hired to develop plans and cost estimates.
The director of Public Works, Nicole Gleason, says during the spring flood, the Mississippi River in the Quad Cities rose to 7.7 feet over flood stage, or a level of 22.7 feet.
Because it's never happened, we couldn't say for sure, but with what we were seeing as far as flows into the plant and how the motors and things were all reacting, that's kind of where we felt. We felt somewhere between 24 and 25 would probably be our uh-oh moment.
The water pollution control plant serves Davenport, Bettendorf, Riverdale, and Panorama Park, with a total population of around 170,000. Gleason says the engineering firm will come up with a list of projects and their costs, and that will help the city decide how to pay for them.
You know, having the plant operational impacts all citizens, not just the people directly in the floodplain. So we believe that it would be a good chance of receiving grant money ahead of some of the other projects that may happen long term.
The study should take about 6 months and will cost $110,000. At one point during the flood, as the water rose to dangerously high levels, employees lived in the plant for about 9 days, sleeping on cots and working 12-hour shifts. I'm Herb Trix.
In college basketball, Iowa State beat Southern Miss 73-45. St. Ambrose beat St. Francis 85-78. The St. Ambrose women's team will host St. Francis this evening. The Augustana Vikings men's team hosts Loras tonight. The women's team is at UW-Whitewater. Western Illinois hosts Northern Illinois. Illinois will host Citadel in pro ball. The Bulls host the Pistons. In hockey, the Blackhawks lost to Carolina last night 4-2. Dense fog this morning, then giving way to a cloudy day. We should reach a high somewhere around 53 degrees, though. We'll have rain in the forecast for tonight and tomorrow morning.